Hey, Life Booster, this is Dr. Amelia, health coach and veterinarian, here to help you ditch yo-yo dieting, people-pleasing, and perfectionism by breaking the norm and living a life that energizes you from within. So I just finished journaling, and I came up with a question for myself that I felt like I had to share with you because it's really opening my eyes to ways that I can really bring even more joy into my life. And I have a feeling that this question is going to be extremely relevant in your life as well. This year has been amazingly transformative for me. Really, the past couple of years when I think back to how much I have changed and grown and how much my life has changed, it's kind of mind-blowing. But even this year, there's just been layers that I've peeled back that have really helped me to ditch the perfectionism and the people-pleasing. And it has really helped me to just be living a life where I feel free and in control and confident and just so grateful to be like living my purpose. And it gives me this feeling like in my heart, it brings to mind, you know, the Grinch Who Stole Christmas when his heart just suddenly expands hugely. Like I get that feeling in my heart, which probably may sound corny or weird to you. I wish that I could bottle up this feeling and share it with you because I want you to know so badly what is possible for you, regardless of where you are right now and how stuck you're feeling, because there's so many changes in your life and even just like the mindset shifts that you have that can change your life in the most amazing way. And it's available to you if you're willing to just start asking some questions and getting curious about what's possible for you. So today, the question that I was really reflecting on is, how much of my life have I spent depriving myself of joy and pleasure? So I'm at a point in my life where there's so much joy in my life. And yet I was just reflecting on areas where I still maybe have room for improvement, because even in the past few months, I have really let go of perfectionism. I've really been calling myself out where I was making excuses for my perfectionism and, you know, pretending that I was an exception. And as a business owner, there's always so much that I can be doing. And I was really good at just coming up with reasons why it was okay that I was working all weekend and just working throughout the day, like justifying that. And when I finally started calling myself out on that, it just started really opening my eyes to how much life can be different when you stop fighting to make your life harder than it has to be. And I really was doing that. You know, I was fighting to have that life where I was just busy all the time. And that thought, like living your life of like, I'm so busy, I'm too busy to do these other things, to fit in these other things that are important or would be joyful. It's not how we should be living our lives. Because ultimately, is that what matters? You know, like, does it matter that I did all the stupid little things on my to-do list that truly are not that important? You know, maybe I'm saying that they are, maybe I'm coming up with this story. But in reality, there's always things on that to-do list that truly are not as important as actually enjoying my life. And I have continued to be noticing areas where that is true. So I'm just going to give an example of one that I was reflecting on today. And it may seem silly, but that's okay. So I'm going to give a couple of examples, and they both involve hanging out on the couch. So, to give you a little bit of a background, I am not good at relaxing. I am like the type A go, 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 love lists. I feel most comfortable being productive and doing things. And for me, relaxing tends to be uncomfortable. That's something that I've really been working on, especially this year, is even being okay with rest being uncomfortable and really just working to try to allow myself to do that. Because a lot of thoughts come up when I try to rest. If I am resting, my mind likes to think about all the other things that I should be doing. I also grew up with, and my parents are the absolute best. I'm very fortunate. But there were some thoughts that I grew up with of like, if I was watching TV or just hanging out, especially if it was beautiful outside, there was this thought like I was wasting the day if I was watching TV. And a thought of like, I should be wanting to maybe do some chores during the summer break, especially, just to help the family, or should be outside kind of because that was productive. And I love being outside. That brings me so much joy. But when it came to watching TV, for me, that felt like something that felt like I was being bad, honestly. And it felt like I was being lazy. And those are, as like a perfectionist people pleaser, lazy is not a feeling that feels good with me. So what would happen is that I would, on the weekends, Matt has a very busy, stressful job, and he likes to relax on the couch. It's very reasonable. But my reaction to that sometimes would be to maybe be like a little bit irritable, maybe to be suggesting all of the chores that needed to be done, to talk about how it was beautiful outside and to have some judgments around that. And I would not hang out on the couch with him. I would instead respond a little bit with one of the stress responses of doing more, that flight. I would just start like doing everything in reaction to seeing somebody relaxing. And maybe this is oversharing, but I am sharing it because I am curious of if this shows up for you too. I see a lot of people where this is the case. And so I was getting curious about like why, what is it about seeing somebody else doing that? And there were some feelings of jealousy of why is it easy for him? Like, why is he allowed to be doing that when, like, I have all of these things I need to be doing? And even if I was to do it, it's going to feel uncomfortable because those feelings of laziness and wasting my day are really ingrained in me. Now, one thing I really encourage you to start exploring is where can you give yourself a permission slip in life? I heard this from another coach and I loved it. Because we have so many rules and we live by them because they feel like they're so important. But where can you just give yourself a break? And this was one of them for me. Like, what if I just gave myself a permission slip and said, you know what? It's okay to just relax on the couch, even if there's something that your brain can think of to do, because well, let's be honest, it will always think of something to do. What if you just had a permission slip to just chill? Chill with your husband on the couch, even if it's a beautiful day. Because what would happen if I did that is that I could just enjoy connecting with my husband. I could not worry about the things that had to be done. Because I had given myself that permission slip, I could then be freeing myself of that thought of like laziness and being good. And I'm sure what would happen is that I would get to have some joy. I would get to relax, which would be incredibly rejuvenating. And I also really love being outside. So I think that there's like this little fear in my mind of like, oh, I'm going to like spend the entire day inside watching Netflix, never be outside. And number one, like, would that be a bad thing? No, it wouldn't. Like, maybe that would be exactly what I needed. And zero judgments if you spend a day, you know, watching Netflix. Like, if that brings you so much joy and that helps you to recharge and you're laughing and if you're feeling good, if it's not like a numbing behavior, but it really warms your heart, do it. And this is one example where anytime you are noticing some judgments or when a behavior that somebody else is doing is making you have some pretty negative feelings, that's a big red flag to check in with yourself and see what's going on, because there's something about the behavior that that other person is doing that you are like judging or maybe triggered by. That's an example of some work that you have to do. Why is it that that behavior is making you uncomfortable? It's not that they need to change. It's that there's something that you're suppressing in yourself or that you're judging within yourself, not allowing yourself to do. There's something there that you should get curious about. Now, my other example has to do with pets and going on furniture. Now, we don't let our dogs go on the furniture. At least we didn't until we had Woodford and Matt. Well, let's just say we don't let our dogs on the furniture. I always have this feeling like I would really love to cuddle with both of the dogs on the couch. Like, that would bring me so much joy. But I have made a rule that they're not allowed on the furniture. Now, there are a couple of reasons. One is that we have a white couch in the living room, and Jameson especially, he has allergies, so his skin sometimes doesn't smell so great. And so, you know, in order to keep the couch clean, we keep the dogs off of it. Now, there are solutions to that, like we can put a blanket on the couch. This rule originated a long, long time ago when we first got Jameson, because he has separation anxiety. Now, there was an incident when during vet school, like early on when we had Jameson, where I was home visiting my family and had brought him with me. He has so much anxiety when he travels, which is why we now just do not. We just keep him in his little bubble in our home. We do not bring him, have him like stay at other people's houses when we're away. Anyways, he broke out of his crate. He was in my bedroom, destroyed my bedroom. And to top it off, he literally pooped on my pillow. And that was kind of the last straw. That was like, you have lost your furniture privileges forever. It's probably good that Matt and I don't plan on having children, because we maybe would be quite the disciplinarians. Or maybe not after this mindset shift. So we created that rule a long time ago. So even though I really wanted to cuddle with him on the couch, that's an example of an area that I was like depriving myself of joy because of a rule that I had created. And I was just taking some time to reflect. As that perfectionist, there tends to be the feeling of like needing to be in control as well. And so I'm putting that responsibility on myself of like, even though it would be really great for him to get to like come up on the couch and to cuddle, I am the one who has to make that rule, because, you know, if I don't, then, you know, then it was just like a slippery slope. And then he's going to come up on the furniture all the time and everything will be dirty, blah, blah, blah. Like whatever my brain will come up with. But let's get curious about that, right? So here's the thing. Like worst case scenario, he is allowed to come out and the couch gets dirty. Would that negatively impact my life more than all of the joy that I would get from being able to like huddle with my dogs on the couch every single night? No. It wouldn't be a big deal at all. And that worst case scenario, or like maybe let's say the worst case scenario is that he just destroyed the couch, which is, knock on wood, highly unlikely, though he sometimes surprises us with the things he does. Even if that happened, all the joy that I would get and all the stress relief and like sense of connection with him that I'm otherwise just depriving myself of. Like, what if I just never got to have that cuddling on the couch just because I had that rule? The thing to realize is that I'm making up that rule because of some hypothetical worst case scenario that may not even happen. So this is a question that I'm going to be asking myself a lot now. And I had already started to with overcoming that perfectionism and recognizing when I wasn't allowing myself to slow down, where I was making up rules for myself and just not allowing myself to have like joy and what truly matters in life because of stupid rules or stupid worst case scenarios that would come up in my brain. And sometimes that need to control. By being honest with myself about those tendencies that I don't love about myself, it helps me to see how much more joy I can have in my life. So I'm going to be asking myself, where am I depriving myself of joy and pleasure because of stupid rules? And how can I start bringing even more joy into my life? And that's what I really invite you to start getting curious about too. Where in your life are you depriving yourself of joy? Where are you telling yourself that it's not okay to rest? Where are you telling yourself that like all these little things are super important? Why are you telling yourself that you don't get to relax when everybody else does? Is doing the dishes and the laundry and all of that stuff really more important than having some time just for you? Or getting to giving yourself permission to just chill on the couch? It's okay. It's so easy to forget what really matters in life. We feel like we're just overwhelmed with all of these obligations and rules that we create as we enter adulting. What can you give yourself a permission slip for in life? And maybe practice just one day giving yourself a permission slip. What if you give yourself a permission slip to have 30 minutes to yourself, an hour to yourself? You know, if you're a parent, you're going to come up with all of these reasons why that's not possible. And you are a very smart adult. So I know that even though you're coming up with all of these reasons why it wouldn't be possible, that you could give yourself a permission slip to just do what you wanted for 30 minutes to an hour. I know that you can come up with solutions. And I know that you can come up with reasons of why that is okay. Don't let your brain go to all the worst case scenarios of why the world is going to implode if you were to take just an hour for yourself. And instead, start coming up with solutions for how you can make that happen. When you start to get curious about questions like this, your life will change in such amazing ways. And the amount of energy that you will have from within is just going to blow your mind. These are the type of things that I'm talking about when I talk about living a life that energizes you from within. This is when you start to be kind to yourself and you start fighting for you to get to live a life that you want to, instead of a life where you feel like this is just what you signed up for, you have all of these obligations, you do get to live a life that brings you joy. No matter what your circumstances are, that's possible for you. And I'm here to continue to remind you of that. And if this is something that you are really curious about and you want to really start exploring how much you could free yourself of the rules that you've created and how you can create a life that truly just energizes you from within, I am here for you. Let's schedule a walk and talk so we can just start a conversation about what that could look like for you and what the next step is for you that makes you feel really excited. I am here to help you find the next step forward. And you know it's the right step when you finally allow yourself to make that decision and you feel a weight lifted off your shoulder and you have this little sense of hope and you feel energized by a sense of possibility of what you can have. That is how you know that you're making the right step forward. So let's schedule a walk and talk and figure out what that is. Just use the link in the caption or reach out to me. You can always reach me at amelia@lifeboost.today. Cheers to your inevitable health, happiness, and success.